Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested after pulling gun and threatening patron at Gillette Bar. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette police arrested a man Tuesday night after allegedly pulling a gun during a fight at the Other Side Bar and threatening to kill another patron. Officers were called to the bar around 7:40 p.m. after staff reported a disturbance involving a firearm. Witnesses told police that 46-year-old Ricky Waite and his 44-year-old ex-wife arrived at the bar to retrieve her purse. While inside, Waite reportedly got into an argument with a 48-year-old man who is currently dating his ex-wife. Surveillance video and witness statements showed Waite reaching into his waistband, pulling out a gun, and threatening to kill the man. Patrons can be heard on the recording saying, "He's got a gun." Waite left before officers arrived, but police quickly located his 2010 Chevy Camaro near Highway 51 and Garner Lake Road. During a high-risk traffic stop, officers detained Waite and found a holster in his waistband and a pistol under the driver's seat. During an interview, Waite claimed he wasn't sure whether he had the gun on him inside the bar, but witnesses said he drew the weapon and made threats. He was arrested for aggravated assault and bringing a concealed weapon into a bar. Just minutes later at 7:46 p.m., officers received a separate report of a drunk driver near the Festival of Lights at Camplex. Police stopped a red Chevy pickup and arrested the driver, a 44-year-old woman, and Waite's ex-wife after she showed signs of intoxication and admitted to drinking. Both incidents remain under investigation. Hoskinson says clinic layoffs were planned, pushes back on governor's statement. Charles Hoskinson, benefactor of the new Hoskinson Clinic in Gillette, is pushing back against a statement from Governor Mark Gordon's office that described last week's layoffs at Hoskinson Contracting and Hoskinson's Concrete as one of the most significant in Wyoming history. Cowboy State Daily reported that Hoskinson said the 136 layoffs were expected, not sudden, and came after the completion of Phase 2 of his 75,000-square-foot medical center in November. He said construction crews were hired only for the build, compared during the process to oil, gas, or mining projects where staffing ramps up and then scales down. Hoskinson said workers received 2 months' notice and severance pay through January 31st, and many already had other job prospects. He criticized the governor's characterization of the layoffs, noting that Wyoming has seen much larger job losses in coal. The governor's office responded Wednesday, saying Gordon's focus remains on helping displaced workers find new employment. Hoskinson says the construction company will keep 43 employees as it prepares for Phase 3 of the clinic, an expansion that will eventually include cancer care and surgical services, though construction won't begin for 12 to 24 months. Those remaining workers will shift to an owner-operator model and oversee quality control on future builds. He hopes the Gillette facility will become a national center for advanced care and biotech research, positioning Wyoming as a future destination for medical tourism. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.